Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Insights from the Couch. I was out last week debriefing staff at a workplace after one of their coworkers had died suddenly in an accident. At times, I get called out to crisis calls to provide a form of emotional first aid after something drastic that affects people at work has happened. Hence, I was out all day last Tuesday. This is Karen Weary Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. I find a lot of life wisdom in Buddhism. The more that I apply these wisdoms to my own life, the more joy, peace, and balance I find and stability I find in my own life. Listen to the 12 laws of karma and ponder them for a moment. Number one, the great law. Whatever we put into the universe will come back to us. It's like paying it forward. Think about a time when something, no matter how small the act seems and how it made you feel, perhaps someone ahead of you paid for your toll, or even someone paying you a compliment. Does this mean that only good things will come back to you and nothing bad will ever happen? No, of course not. It does, however, spread a goodwill if you're generally kind and upbeat rather than always being a negative Nelly, complaining about everything and everybody. You've been around the type. How do you feel when you're around grumpy people as opposed to positive people? Law number two, the law of creation. Life doesn't happen by itself. We need to make it happen. There's this joke that goes like this. There was a flood, and the water kept rising, and the man who lived there moved to higher and higher ground in the house, ending up on the roof. The water continued to rise. A raft came by and offered him to take him to dry land. The man said, "Nope, God is going to help me out. Go on without me." A rowboat came by and offered to take him along. Once again, he said, "Nope, God will take care of me. Go ahead." Finally, as the water was rising above his ankles, on top of the roof, a helicopter came by and let the ladder down. He declined again. The water kept rising, and he eventually drowned. When he came to heaven, he asked God, "Why didn't you save me? I had faith in you that you would come and save me." God responded, "I sent you a raft, a rowboat, and a helicopter, and you turned them all down. What else did you want me to do?" In other words, there might be tools there in front of us, but sometimes we totally ignore them, and we just have to do some things to make things happen and use the tools that are in front of us and opportunities. Law number three, the law of humility. One must accept something in order to change it. Unless we accept it, we resist change. The more we resist change, the harder it gets. Four, the law of growth. When we change ourselves, our lives follow suit and change too. This goes along with law number three of accepting change because the only thing we can change is ourselves. That becomes like rings in the water when you toss a pebble in the lake. Five, the law of responsibility. We must take responsibility for what is in our lives. We teach people how to treat us by what we accept and what behaviors we put up with. Law number six, the law of connection. The past, present, and future are all connected. We are the product of our past, which has made us who we are now, and the decisions we make now, become our future. Law number seven, the law of focus. We cannot think of two different things at the same time. The idea of multitasking is actually switching from one thing to the next. It may seem as though you're doing several things at the same time, except what you're really doing is taking longer time getting the job done. Law number eight, the law of giving and hospitality. Our behavior should match our thoughts and actions. I always say that action speaks louder than words. What is the point of talking about stuff but not following through yourself? Authenticity is extremely attractive to others, And it feels really good on the inside as well, because now there's no hiding or keeping up a wall or trying to remember the last white lie you told to who. You are simply you. No excuses. And people who don't like it, well, they'll move on. Law number 9. The law of here and now. One cannot be present if they're looking backward. Focusing on the past leaves you missing out on all of the good things that are happening right now in front of you. Don't miss out. Law number 10, the law of change. History repeats itself until we learn from it and change our path. By not processing the path, looking within, accepting the changes, and then setting new expectations so that we then have new experiences, we will continue to do the same thing over and over again. It's like what Einstein always said. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting new results. Law number 11, the law of patience and reward. The most valuable rewards require persistence. Things that we have worked for, we appreciate much more, such as a college education. It takes a lot of work, study time, and financial sacrifice, especially when you're paying your own way through college. You don't party away time. You're more likely to attend classes and work hard to get good grades. Law number 12, the law of significance and inspiration. Rewards are a direct result of the energy and effort we put into it. They tend to go together. So practice self-care. Let things go. Accept things for what they are. Look within. Change your expectations. And see what happens. I look forward to meeting you next week.